Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Start Off Badly, Finish Well.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As the time drew near for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely took the road for Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. These set out and went to a Samaritan village to make preparation for him. The people would not receive him because he was making for Jerusalem. Seeing this, the disciples James and John said, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up? But he turned and rebuked them. They went off to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Therese of Lisieux. I've read the Gospel of the day rather than the special reading for her, which is about welcoming the kingdom as children. The reason I read the Gospel of today is because it says something about how we learn. This Gospel passage is a key to the Gospel of Luke for many New Testament scholars. From chapter 9, verse 51, Jesus resolutely took the road for Jerusalem. Literally, it means he made his face hard for Jerusalem. I think the idea of walking into the wind, even with the dust blowing into your face, you keep going. This is the beginning of his journey to Jerusalem, which will end in his death, but will continue through his disciples and the church, the journey that continues to this day. Yet the moment he sets out, his disciples show that they do not understand it at all. They don't get it. He makes his way for Jerusalem. This puts him in opposition to the Samaritans. They won't receive him. James and John say, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up? Clearly referring to the power of Elijah the prophet to call down fire from heaven to burn up the priests of Baal. Quite apart from the fact that you can't just do this, that you can't simply call down fire because you want to, that James and John have delusions about their status as disciples because they've been working miracles of healing, also shows that they don't understand the journey from the very beginning. And yet, that failure at the beginning is the best place to fail. To fail at the start means you have a chance to get on the right road. James and John have much to learn, but the very first mistake they make enables them to go forward. Now, as I said, today is the feast of St. Therese of Lisieux, the nun, the sister, Carmelite sister, who died at the age of 24. And she uses the image of the divine child, of being a child, the childlike love. And, of course, Christ says, receive the kingdom as a little child. Now, that's not disparaging. Children actually are better at learning than adults. Anybody who is an adult tries to learn a foreign language would envy young children who can walk down the streets of a foreign country and pick up the language as if they were natives. In fact, if you go to a country early enough, you will speak the language like a native. Now, there's been much speculation about why this is. Recently, theories have said it's not because children's brains are somehow different that they have some physical difference, quite simply because they start speaking the language as children. And children's language is simple, but it's also full of mistakes. Children, for instance, tend to say things like, I did this rather than I did, because they are used to adding ed to a verb to make it a past tense. I eated my food. And we kind of laugh him a bit, it's charming, but thing is, an adult is afraid to make mistakes. And the children also start off by speaking in simple ways and therefore they learn the language properly, bit by bit, stage by stage. It's why the fact that the disciples go wrong at the beginning of Christ's mission isn't as bad as it looks. Obviously, they're fools, they don't get it at all. But of course, they also have embarked on something new. This mission to Jerusalem is quite unlike any other part of the history of Israel. No prophet has done what Christ is doing, to walk into the heart of Jerusalem, to die there, to rise again. But to walk into Jerusalem for the sake of the kingdom, the new kingdom. And the fact that they go wrong at the start is actually a good sign. They made the mistake early. Of course, they'll make more mistakes. All their life they'll make mistakes. But here, they're learning. And after all, why do we know this story? Why do we remember it? Because James and John told it. So it's worth remembering that the disciples didn't just learn from their mistakes. They enable us to learn from their mistakes. We know about Peter's betrayal, his foolishness, dumb things he says, because he preached about his dumb things. He encouraged others, he said, see how I got it wrong at the beginning. That's part of what it means to be a child, to be able to get it wrong, but then to get it right, to start off well, is sometimes the worst thing that can happen to you. They say that in Britain, very often the worst drivers are the drivers who pass their driving test first time. The British driving test is very difficult and people often fail it. The best drivers fail a few times. And they never forget that. They never forget that it's not as easy as it looks to be a safe driver. The same way James and John never forgot the absurd things they did and said. But that made them grow. That made them become adults in the kingdom.